time for our monthly MoDOT segment here on Quick Slam this morning, joined by area engineer Brian Hafner, who says he's not tired of the snow.
No, not yet. It's still early in the winter, so there's a lot more to come.
Should we survey your crews?
They may be tired of it.
Well, just think about the overtime check, maybe.
There you go.
Well, you've been busy.
Yes, we have.
Including the Whopper, what was it, January 11th, 12th, somewhere around there.
Somewhere in there, yeah. The couple weekends ago, we did get quite a bit of snow to push off the
road. That's probably as large a one as you've had in a while.
It is. It's been a while since we've had that much. And, you know, it's a challenge for our crews out there. But those guys responded and did a great job of getting the roads cleared up and back open again.
Mm-hmm. That was a thick, heavy snow, 13, 14 inches in some spots. What challenges were there with that, besides just the depth of it, I guess?
Well, the depth of it, and it was, the temperatures were right around the freezing point, so the snow was heavy, wet. That's a challenge itself, because the heavier the snow is, the harder it is to push off the road. Some places we got close to 20 inches over in Mexico, and just a lot of snow to move around. Good thing is that it wasn't immediately followed by seriously cold weather like we have today. The temperature stayed up, and so then Mother Nature was able to help us a little bit on getting the things cleared back off again.
Yeah, got the melting on the surface. Yeah, I thought for as much snow as we had, that was about as good as we could have come out with. Certainly, that when it was happening, it was very difficult. But I was coming back from the east there the Sunday, pretty clean all in all, on the main roads at least.
Yeah, on the main roads, and that highlights our priorities during the storms. We have to get those main roads opened up first, and so our crews are focused on, the Highway 63, Highway 24 to keep those roads as clear as we can during the event, and then once the storm ends, then we can get out and take care of the rest of the roads. We do try to get over all of them every 24 hours, but it depends on the event, the timing, how fast the snow's falling, whether we can do that or not. But I think the past couple events, we've done a pretty good job of getting out and getting everything back open again.
When you have that much snow on the lettered routes, and I know you don't make as many passes, but when you do and you've got a lot of mailboxes driveway, you obviously can't take care of all of that stuff, but when you get that much snow, does that make it hard to figure out where you shove it, and don't want to knock somebody's mailbox over and things like that? So it can become a challenge, I'm guessing.
It is a challenge, and every time we have a big heavy event like that, and again that snow's wet and heavy, and when the plow is pushing it, it has a lot of force, and we do lose mailboxes here and there throughout events like that. We do go back out and replace those or put them back up after the event's over. So if you have lost a mailbox, give us a call and let us know, and we'll come take care of it for you. But the those lettered routes, our goal is to get them passable again. So our main roads, we want to get them as close to clear as we can. The other roads, we want to be passable so that you can safely travel. You may have to adjust your speed for the condition of the road. We're going to treat the hills, curves, and intersections just make sure that you can get where you need to go, but you may have to slow down a little bit to do that immediately following the snow events.
All right, Brian Hafner's in. If anybody has a question, I won't hog all of them. You can give us a call there this morning, 263-2424 or 800-892-2300. You may not have this figure, but roughly how large a staff is there? A crew in Northeast Missouri? You have any idea?
In Northeast Missouri, we've got somewhere around 400 employees total.
That will be out on the roads?
The majority of those, that number is folks that are on the roads. But that does include our office staff, our design engineers, and those kind of things.
So, yeah.
There's several hundred people. We do hire additional during winter events.
You do? Okay.
We have emergency workers that we can call in to mm-hmm. help supplement. We also can hire contractors. Sometimes we'll get one of our contractors has a road grader that they can bring out with an operator and help us to clear shoulders and things like that. So we'll have a lot of people out. They're working 24/7. We've got a couple hundred trucks in Northeast Missouri to do these winter operations. And then like the events that we've had the last couple weekends, if we have more snow in our area than they do down in the south west part of the state, let's say, we can transfer people and equipment from there up here to help us out, or vice versa if the event is happening somewhere else in the state.
The one a couple of weeks ago was so widespread. Were you able to get any help from other parts of the state or not?
We did. We did get a little bit of help, and also, you know, this last week we can send people down to St. Louis or that kind of thing too. So,
yeah. So do you work 12s or what? What is a shift like when you're dealing with a big event like this?
Yeah, our operators are working 12 hours. And it depends, you know, from one building to the next, maybe exactly when they come in, but they're working 12-hour shifts. If we anticipate event like tonight, we can send folks home early today and then bring them back in overnight and do that kind of thing. So, but they're limited to how many hours that they can work in a day. So we don't want them to get too exhausted. It is tiring being out there on the roads, and you know, you got to pay attention to what you're doing. So.
Caught a little bit of a break last weekend, at least in parts of your area. Other parts did pick up some blowing snow, and I guess that became a problem that you've dealt with probably all week is the blowing snow.
It has been. I was out Monday night, headed over to Vandalia, and we had some issues on Highway 19 and 54 over there with the snow blowing across the road and had to bring people back in. So we've had folks out for the last 2 weeks pretty much every night trying to deal with. We've had ice up in the northern part of the district are blowing snow and all those things, so it's been challenging the last couple of weeks. We could use a break, but you know,
unfortunately,
Mother Nature brings to us
little waves that keep things interesting. So right through the weekend, looks like there's at least the possibility of something, including today, some snow. What about Wednesday with the glaze and the ice? How difficult was that?
We had you know, again, depending on the temperature, it's hard to treat those things. We had quite a few incidents around our part of the state with people sliding off the road and those sorts of things. But, you know, the one thing that we emphasize when we know that these events are coming, ask folks to stay off the road if you can. Mm-hmm. Don't go anywhere unless you have to. Wait until, you know, later in the day when we've had a chance to get out and treat things. But if you can stay off the roads, that's best. If you have to get out, make sure that you do so ahead of time. You'll leave yourself more time to get where you need to go. And it's also a good idea to prepare your vehicle for, you know, even when we're coming into winter, to prepare your vehicle for the event that you do have an incident, you slide off the road. You know, maybe it takes a while for somebody to get to you to help out, so you need to be prepared to stay in your vehicle for a while, have food and water, have a blanket or sleeping bag, maybe a candle and lighter, so a candle can provide you some heat if you're running low on fuel. Mm-hmm. Keep your vehicle fueled up. Check your washer fluid before these winter events, because you know you're going to need that if we're out driving around in the snow and slush and it gets on your windshield. So make sure that you're ready for what could happen. You know, we don't anticipate those things, but don't expect them, but things can happen that leave you stranded for a while.
Yeah. And then when we have the snow like we did a couple of weeks ago, if you get a car on the shoulder, now you're piling snow around it and just kind of bogs things down, doesn't it?
It does. And then, you know, we've always got issues when somebody does slide off the road, or if a, you know, a tractor trailer slides off the road. Do we need to get it out immediately, or do we leave it there until later on when it's easier to get to and we're not causing traffic problems during a winter event? So a lot of times those, you know, one incident can lead to several more people having a problem if you're not careful out there.
How bad was it over around Hannibal Wednesday with the ice and the tractor trailers?
Yeah, that was the issue that we had then. We had incidents that were blocking the road. We had problems with that, and then trying to get them back out. Also, like I said, that can cause some secondary incidents. So there were issues out there, but hopefully, you know, nothing too serious has happened. So.
All right, Brian Hafner in, area engineer, for a few more minutes here on Quicksland this morning. So with as busy as you have been, what's it look like as far as your winter supplies? Are you doing okay, hanging in, or getting thin?
So far, we're hanging in there. You know, like the big snow event a couple weeks ago, we didn't have to use a whole lot of material because of the type of snow that we had. We, you know, you can pre-treat, but then you know, that event was mostly just pushing the snow off and then a little bit of treatment afterwards. When we get a lot of ice, that's when we use more material. So we're hanging in there for now. And again, it just remains to be seen what else we're going to get this winter.
Yeah. So we'll see here. Got some more coming up. Let's talk about a project if we've kind of hit the weather part of it. I got in my email here. Brian Hafner says Randolph County Route F work is coming. So tell me what's the word. This is Randolph County Route F near where? Darksville area, Route 3? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, between...
Over
on Thomas Hill. you know, we have for a while been focused our... taking care of system efforts on our major roads. So like Highway 63 has had some work over the past couple years, and we're finally starting to get back out to where we can do some treatments on our lower volume minor roads. So this is going to be, you know, one of the first of those in Randolph County. Still more traffic than some of our lettered roads because of the power plant over there. And so We're excited to be able to do that to keep some of our, you know, higher volume of those lesser traveled roads in better condition through our contract overlay. So we've got a project that was awarded to Capital Paving out of Columbia to do an overlay on that route. It's about 7 miles and about $500,000 to do that overlay. So again, the work that we're doing on our roads cost taxpayers quite a bit of money, mm-hmm. But it's important to keep those roads in good condition. So we're happy to be able to do that on Route F.
Okay. How quickly will that project start now that you've awarded a bid?
Well, we don't know yet until the contractor is going to give us their schedule. We give them a window of, you know, from spring till fall to get it done, and then they schedule all the work that they get within that window. So they'll let us know, when we get closer to time, what that schedule is going to be, but sometime during the summer.
All right. One thing I know you've noticed, I've noticed with winter, it's hard on these roads. Potholes are starting to creep up. When do you start addressing that? I guess when they get bad enough.
Yeah, and when we get time, you know, in between the snow and ice events, we'll be out patching potholes. And so if you see one of those potholes opening up, let us know. You can call our 888 ask MoDOT number to let us know where it's at, and we'll try to take care of it again between our snowplow operators being out. So we do have material on our lots that we can use to go out and fix those. Speaking of the 888 ask MoDOT number, you know, there's other ways that our customers can get info on what's going on. So during the winter events, you can check our traveler info map to find out what roads are open or covered or partly covered. You can check our Facebook accounts, Twitter accounts. We've got social media out there that we try to keep folks informed. So there's just a lot of ways that you can get information on what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And we have a link to your map on our website as well. People can check out in the community section at centralmoinfo.com. So somebody sits in some computer room and they hear from your workers out on the roads, and then they type the information in, or how do you get that info on your map?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is. Our operators are out on the roads, and so they will call in. Our supervisors call in to our EOC, our Emergency Operations Center, which is staffed during these events. So we've got somebody either in Hannibal or Macon operating the EOC. So they'll call into the EOC, and then we've got a clerk that'll enter the info on what roads are covered and which ones are, you know, what the condition of all of our roads are. So we've got folks that are doing that, not just our operators out there 24/7, but we've got folks operating that EOC 24/7 as well.
So you still do have an EOC in Macon? It's not all at Hannibal?
Right. We've got the ability to operate out of either facility. So and that's kind of a redundant backup system as well, just in case, you know, if power goes out in one place, we can still operate in the other, those sorts of things too. But
sure.
Yep.
All right. Well, go get them ready for this weekend in case they're needed.
All right. We've got actually a winter weather conference call coming up here as soon as I leave the radio and talk, you know, what do we expect in our area. And then we'll have a statewide call later on to help like those coordination things that I talked about earlier, if we need to send people somewhere else or somebody needs to come here, depending on what sort of event. So it's not just waiting till the snow falls. We're preparing well in advance of what's going to happen.
Yeah. All right. Good. Good to be planning. All right. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
And also appreciate all the good work of your crews.
Absolutely.
Really,
those guys are
well done. I know it can be a thankless job sometimes, but I know we appreciate it.
I appreciate hearing that. And, and those guys do an amazing job out there trying to keep our travelers safe. So if you do know somebody that drives a plow or see one on the road, give them a wave.
Right. Pat them on the back. All right. Thanks. Ryan Hafner, area engineer, joining me here on Quicks Land this morning.